Good afternoon, welcome to another edition of Desert Island Discs. I'm joined this afternoon by Harriet. Good afternoon, Harriet.
Good afternoon.
And Harriet has made four excellent choices for her Desert Island castaway experience. The first of which I know is a song that has very special significance for Harriet. Harriet, do you want to tell us what your song choice is and why?
The first one, it would be All Too Well by Taylor Swift, the 10-minute version.
The 10-minute version again. Lovely. Okay, tell us why.
It's because it was one of the first Taylor Swift songs I ever heard.
Where did you first hear it? Can you remember?
I think I heard it with one of my friends.
Yeah.
I think she got me into it.
Right. And why did that get you into Taylor Swift? What was it about this song that made you kind of think, yeah, I like this?
Well, it was kind of because, I saw her music video on it and I thought it was, really cool. Mm. So I listened to some of her other songs and I started really liking it.
Now, I know that you were looking forward to hearing this particular song when you went to see her, weren't you? And what happened there?
So I went with one of my friends, Chloe, and so we listened to a tiny bit of it, and then Chloe all of a sudden went, "Oh, can we go to the toilet?" And I was like, but then I was like, "Oh, just quickly." And when we got back, it was kind of all finished. So
yeah, I was going to say, I bet there's a big queue for the toilets. And,
yeah.
Oh dear. Right. Oh dear. So timing could have been better, but. So if you take that song to your desert island, what kind of things is that going to remind you of?
Probably seeing it with my friend and probably brings back memories of me first hearing her.
And do you think, sat on your own on the sand, are you a sing-alonger or a dance-alonger? What are you going to do?
My sister hates me for singing along to it.
There won't be anybody to complain, will there? Marvellous. You can sing as loud as you like. Okay, lovely. Great. That's a good first item. Now, your second item, I know you've chosen a book. Do you want to tell everybody what book?
I would bring The Lord of the Rings, but 3.
Lord of the Rings 3. Go on. Have you read 1 and 2?
No, I haven't. I think sometimes I tried and read a book that had loads of other ones, and I read the number 3 one, and I really liked it, even though I haven't read 1 and 2. So I kind of just like reading them in weird ones.
So you think 3 is a bit of a lucky number book wise?
Yeah.
Right. Now, there was another reason you chose that one, wasn't there?
Well, Olivia has, which is a friend, has read the one, so I want to beat her because I want to beat her at reading all the books because I just want to.
Yeah, it's a bit of healthy competition.
Yeah.
So are you figuring that, I'm going to have time on my hands on the desert island, so, and do you get much time for reading in your normal life?
Not really. It's kind of more bedtime
and
at school. But I love reading. I've been getting
so
into it.
Oh, so pleased. I'm so pleased. Yeah, you do have to make time for reading, but it is the most amazing thing if you can. Just try and put some time aside because there's no better way just to kind of really relax, is there?
Yeah.
I'm pleased that you're challenging yourself to some harder books. Well done. Maybe your motivation is a little dodgy. I want to beat Olivia. But it's all good. Okay. Now, your third item. This is your food item, H. What are you going to pick?
A massive bowl of ramen.
A massive bowl of ramen. Okay, go on. Tell me what's in your bowl of ramen.
Well, in it, I'd probably have the water in it because sometimes my mum and dad drain it out and I get really mad at them.
Okay.
But I'd have meat on it and what else? I'd have onion and I don't know, but I've gone to a restaurant of it and it had this really weird type of vegetable on it, but I really like it.
But you really liked it. Are you a soy sauce fan?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, so you like your kind of savoury bits on top of it. I guess on a desert island, you might be able to sort of find some bits to put on. What do you think you might find?
Not really sure.
No. Well, there might be some kind of weird vegetables there that you could ramen up a bit, mightn't it?
Yeah.
Are you good at fruit? Do you think you'd manage on a
Oh,
kind of desert island
I love
diet?
fruit.
Oh, excellent. Fish?
Not really. I
No.
don't really want
Do
fish.
you think you could force yourself
Yeah,
if necessary? Yeah, good girl. I think
somehow
you'd
I
be all right
will.
somehow. Okay. Right, so we've got we've listened to our song, we've read our book, we've eaten our ramen, and now you've got one last choice of item, which is a luxury item that you could decide what would be most suitable. What did you pick?
A massive like knife.
A massive knife. Okay, tell me why. Practical choice.
Well, I've been like I kind of just scroll and watch stuff, and I like come across like
I think you better explain that you're scrolling and watching survival stuff, not
yes.
just knife stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. What have you been watching, Harriet?
It's kind of like it's kind of weird, like it's
A bit Bear Grylls type stuff.
yeah.
Yeah. Is
Like,
it because you're doing this topic, or is it just you're interested in these things?
I'm not really interested in it, but I just kind of like when I'm really bored, I just kind of watch random stuff.
Okay. And what have you learned from watching this random stuff? What have you learned about survival techniques?
Well, like, I think like a big knife is like kind of like very good to have because then you can like chop things. Like, let's say you want to make shelter, then like you can literally just chop off some like twigs or logs.
Put things to size.
Yeah.
Yeah, bamboo and whatever. Okay, yeah, it's very useful for that. What else?
Well, like in Bear Grylls, like where you sometimes like where you get to decide what he does, he like sometimes you pick him to go through like this massive bush, so he uses his massive knife and cuts through it so he can find his way around, which that'd be kind of useful because like if there's like some food there, then I'd probably like cut through it and get to it.
Do you think you're brave enough to actually sort of kill an animal if you were desperate?
No.
Maybe just frighten it to death with your
Yeah.
big knife. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think it's a really practical choice, and it's good to know you've been doing a bit of homework about this as well and looking up survival techniques.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be fine.
You
You and your noodles, you're going to manage. Harriet, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.